我们一起先低头有个祷告。
So let's pray first.
是的，主，我们在你面前，我们不仅是一个病人，我们也是一个罪人。
Lord, we in front of you, we not only are sick and we are the sinner.
主，当你轻声柔声向我们呼召的时候。
So, God, when, Lord, when you merciful calling us.
愿我们都能够向你说，主，我在这里。
So may us say, God, we are here.
求你来拯救我。
Please save me.
主，我们就求你，主，你今天，主啊，你向福音朋友来说话。
God, Lord, please talk to the gospel friends.
让他们因为听见你的声音，主啊，让他们也能够来投靠你。
When they heard your voice, and they will come to you.
求圣灵今天在这里做工。
Holy Spirit, please walk here.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Amen.
今天是在 Kellyville 第一次传福音。
So this is the first time our gospel meeting in Kellyville.
我想我不知道有多少福音朋友过来哈。
I'm not sure. Is there any gospel friends here?
但是不管有多少福音朋友我想当你来到这里的时候，我们是想要把一个好的消息来告诉你。
So, no matter how many gospel friends here.
那什么是好消息呢？
So what is good news?
就比如说，好像如果是有一个人，他刚刚从沙漠里走出来。
So when one just leave from the desert.
然后你跟他说，哎呀，我这边有一瓶农夫山泉。
So you tell him, I got a bottle of spring water.
对他来说呢，这是一个好消息。
So this is a good news for this man.
如果有一天你非常的饥饿，这时有人说，哎，我这里有吃的。
So one day you are very starving, and someone said, I got food here.
就像我记得我在读大学的时候，有一次我和我的同学一起去爬房山。
So we I went with my classmates. We went up a mountain.
然后呢，我们两个冲得很前面，然后我们最先跑到那个山顶上。
So we got the, we reached the top of mountain first.
然后我们爬上去以后呢，都非常的很累很饿。
So we very tired and starving.
然后这时候呢，他从这个包里面掏出两包东西。
So he got two things took out from his bag.
他说我这里还有两包康师傅方便面。
So I got two instant noodle with me.
对我来说那是一个好消息。
So this is the good news for me.
或者呢，如果是你今天得了一个很重的病，甚至是不治之症。
So if you had you're getting very sick and this disease is no curable.
然后呢，你听说哇，今天来了这个医院里面来了一个名医，他专门治各种的疑难杂症。
So you got the news, and that's a specialist, and then can cure your disease.
那我想这对你来说也是一个很好的消息。
So that's a good news for you as well.
那也许你说。
So might you ask?
你说我现在呢也不饥也不渴，我现在呢肚子也不饿，我呢也身体没病。
So I'm fine. I'm not starving. I'm no hungry. I'm fine. I'm healthy.
那你今天要给我说什么好消息呢？
So what kind of good news are you going to tell me?
我想我今天所要说的这个好消息其实是每个人都需要。
So I'm going to share a news, good news to you. Everyone needs it.
那就是耶稣爱你，他要救你。
Jesus loves you. He's going to save you.
你说我没有病啊？
I'm healthy.
是，也许你的身体没有病。
Maybe you are physically healthy.
但是你的灵魂健康吗？
But do you think your soul is healthy?
你知道你从哪里来，你最后你要到哪里去吗？
Do you know where you're from and where you're going?
所以我想我们就借着约翰福音的第五章的这个故事，我们来一起看一看为什么每一个人他都需要福音，都需要这个好消息。
So we're going to share some scriptures from John chapter 5.
那这个故事的背景其实就是刚才我们所唱的诗歌你要痊愈吗。
So this scripture is connect with our hymn we sang before. Do you want to get well?
我们一起来读一下约翰福音第五章，我们从第一节我们读到第十八节。
So let's have a read the John chapter 5, verse 1 to 18.
我请AV 的弟兄们打出来。第一节我们一起读到第十八节。
Read together.
这是以后到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。旁边有五个廊子，里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。因为有天使按时下池子搅动那水，水动之后，谁先下去，无论害什么病就痊愈了。在那里有一个人病了38年。他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：你要痊愈吗？病人回答说：先生，水冻的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候就有别人比我先下去。拿你的褥子走吧。那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。那天是安息日，所以犹太人对那医好的人说：今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。他却回答说：那使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。他们问他说：对你说，
who told you to pick it up and walk？
那医好的人不知道是谁，因为那里的人多。耶稣已经躲开了。后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说：你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇了。那人就去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈的是耶稣。所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这事。耶稣就对他们说：我父做事直到如今，我也做事。所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但称神为他的父，将自己与神当作平等。好，我们圣经就读到这里。
So we reading scripture here.
你看到说在这里面呢，讲到耶稣所行的一个神迹。
So it tells us a sign performed by Jesus.
他医治了一个瘫痪了38年而没有得到痊愈的人。
So he cured a patient who had been sick for 38 years.
那在第一节的里面讲到说，到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
So it says, sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews.
我们知道说在犹太人的习俗当中呢，他们呢一年三次呢，他们要去耶路撒冷去朝圣。
So according to the Jewish law, all Israelite men, they have to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year.
然后呢，这三次呢，也是他们三个最大的一个节期。
So these three times will connect with three biggest festivals.
那虽然这里没有说到底是哪一个的节日，但是呢，我们都可以想象那节日有什么样的一个特点。
So it didn't let us know what kind of festivals, but it will let us know some details about these festivals.
我们刚刚过了这个春节。
So we just had our festival, spring festival.
我想在澳洲过春节的人都知道，这里过春节是冷冷清清。
So you will know when you had the spring festival in Australia, it's so quiet.
而且呢，你看到说根本我记得很多人他说就是他在朋友圈看到有人吃汤圆，才知道今天是元宵节。
So someone just watched the moment, watched a moment, and he just remembered today, that day is a Lantern festival when someone eating the sticky roll, sticky rice.
Sweeting dumpling.
Dumpling.
所以你看到我们中间有一些弟兄姊妹，他们刚刚从国内回来，他就会告诉你说，哎呀，国内那真的是很热闹。
So some brothers and sisters will share the news from China, because they just had a trip from China.
因为呢，真的是国内过年的时候呢，要去走亲访友要吃吃喝喝 那有还要有那孩子呢也很高兴，因为他们要放鞭炮，有很多的事情可以做。
So that in China, when like a festival, you got a lot of things to do.
所以你看到说，在犹太人他们也是一样，当他们过节的时候，他们就一起上耶路撒冷，然后在那里欢庆节日。
So for Jewish people as well, so they will go to Jerusalem and have a celebrate. They were celebrating the festivals there.
但是呢，你看到到了这个第二节的时候，你看见他突然呢，这个镜头他就转了一下。
When we come to the verse 2, it was just a different scene.
然后呢，就转到一个叫比斯大的耶路撒冷，一个叫比斯大的这个池子的里面。
So it mentioned a pool called Bethesda.
那在这个池子里面有什么样的特点？
So any special about this pool?
那这个池子是不是那边旁边的人也在那里庆祝节日呢？
Is someone celebrating the festival there?
第三节的里面讲到说里面躺着许多的病人。
So it tells us in verse 3 a great number of the sick they are lying there.
你知道其实这个池子现在已经被考古学家挖掘出来。
So this pool was discovered by the archaeologists.
它像是一个人工的这样一个蓄水池。
It's a man-made pool.
它像是一个这个梯形的这样一个形状。
So the shape is like a trapezoid.
然后呢，它中间呢有一个分隔，把这个池子呢分成前后两个部分。
So the shape is like a trapezoid, and then in the middle there's a corner net.
所以呢，四边呢，两边呢有四个走廊，加上中间呢有五个廊子。
So there's a four corner nets surrounding this pool, and the middle one is the other corner net. So it's five corner nets.
而且里面躺着的呢都是病人。
So at this place is all lying the sick people.
你想到说为什么这些病人不在家里面休息，或者呢他们不和好像亲人朋友一起来庆祝节日，为什么要跑到这里来呢？
So you might asking why these people are lying down here and then they not going out to celebrate the festival.
原来呢在第四节那个小字里面讲到说呢他们在那里等待水冻。
So in the fourth, it tells us they just waiting the water stirred.
因为据说呢，天使呢会来搅动这个池水，谁呢第一个下去，他的病呢就能够得到医治。
So when they just waiting the angel come and stir the water. So if the first one get into this water, they were getting cured, no matter what kind of disease.
那到底这是一个美丽的传说呢，还是真的是有这个事情呢？
So is this a beautiful legend or like a real miracle?
但是不管怎么样，你看到在池边的这些病人呢，他们是深信不疑的。
But these patients like lying at this place, like convinced.
那这些都是一些什么样的病人呢？
So what kind of these people?
其实你看到说有两个字可以形容他们。
So there's a one word can describe them.
那就是绝望。
Desperate.
你想一想，如果是医生治得好的病人，他会来到这里吗？
So if their conditions are curable, so they wouldn't come here.
我想他们一定为着自己的病，他们看了很多的医生，花了很多的钱，吃了很多的药，但是呢都没有好。
So I think they will come to visiting a lot of doctors, taking a lot of different types of medications, and they will spend a lot of money on it, but.The conditions still unchanged.
所以他们呢是一帮绝望的人。
So we can say they are a group of people are desperate.
所以你看到这里有一个很鲜明的对比。
So that's a very clear contrast.
一边呢是非常的热闹，非常的繁华。
So we see in a city, it is very busy and it's very bustling.
然后呢，另外一边呢，你看到在这个底下隐藏的这些的痛苦，隐藏的这些的挣扎。
But under the table, you can see a lot of people. They are under like pain, grief, and sorrow.
这像不像我们现在的这个社会呢？
So it looks like this current situation of this world.
我去年九月份、十月份刚刚回了一趟中国。
So I had a visit last year to China.
我每次回去，我都有两个很深的感觉。
So I got some feelings. every time visit.
啊，一个呢，我就是看见哇，到处都是高楼大厦啊，然后这高铁也很方便啊，啊，然后你看到网络也很发达啊，好像到处都是这种欣欣向荣的这种景象。
So you can see, China is developing very well and fast.
但是呢，当你去跟很多人交谈的时候。
So when you talk to a lot of people,
你发现他们有很多的无奈，他们有很多的这些的挣扎在里面。
So you can see in their hearts they got a lot of struggling.
你看到生活水平是提高了。
So the life is getting better.
但是你看见这些人的素质和社会的道德不仅没有提高，你看到反而是在下降。
But you can see the other side is qualities of life, people, and then the social morality are dropping.
有一次我跟这个的士司机在那边聊天。
So I had a chat with a taxi driver.
然后他就非常的感慨，他讲到说，哎呀，他说我们那个七八十年代的时候。
So he got a lot of feelings and share with me. So in the 1970s, 80s.
他说我们东西放在外面没有人偷的。
So no one will take away if you put your things outside.
好，你上街去不认识路，人家会把你带过去的。
So when you walk in the street, you need a lift, and someone will give you a lift.
老人摔倒后，赶紧有人会把他扶起来的。
So when someone fell, and then they will help them and pick him up.
但是你看现在。
But now,
他说你问路，没有人敢回答你，因为怕你有什么不良动机，想骗他钱或者怎么样。
So when you ask someone where to go, and then they will be aware of this and be careful about.
如果有老人摔倒，更没有人敢去把他扶起来，因为不知道他是真摔还是假摔。
So when some elders they fall, and then you're very struggling to help them or not.
而且他说这个房价高的简直是，他说如果你没有一个好的老爸老妈，你这辈子买不起房子。
So the house price is getting very high. So if you need to get a very rich and you can buy a house.
而且他说什么东西都贵，他说他上次去那个带孩子去医院里面看个感冒就花了1000多块钱。
So everything is very expensive in China. So he just shared he went to the hospital because.Kids getting sick and then will spend a lot of money.
所以他觉得有一个很深的一个感触，他觉得说真的好像钱是有了，但是呢，你看见人呢，人心好像不古，人心反而好像不管是数字也好，整个的这个社会的道德就在那里下降。
So he got a lot of feelings, this driver, and he just saying, we're getting rich, but the other things, the good things, getting worse.
你说是不是因为好像政府没有去宣传啊，让好像有这种精神文明建设呢？
So it will be the problem from government.
你看到说有，我回去看到哈，有一个很，你不管走到哪个城市，你都可以看到很多的这些标语。
So when you no matter where you go, and you will see some slogans on everywhere.
什么标语呢？就是提倡现在所谓的这个社会主义核心价值观。
So what kind of slogans is like they called is a core socialist volumes.
你看到说这个核心价值，我不知道有没有弟兄姊妹看过哈，它一共有12项，其中前面第一个你知道排在最前面的是什么吗？
So there's a 12 words for this slogan called a core socialist volumes.
那就是富强。
So the first one is prosperity.
比如说，它下面就是富强、民主、文明、和谐，这样很多这些他们提倡的这种价值观。
So it's prosperity, it's civility and harmony like this.
什么是富强呢？
What is prosperity for them?
你看到说，富强其实就是说白了就是向前看。
So frankly speaking, for them, prosperity is to make money.
所以一个国家如果是把追求金钱当成是他最大的一个目的的话，
If a country making money as a priority,
那就会只会让人们为了追求这些的物质的享受，可以为了追求金钱，他们可以不择手段。
So the people living in this country will become materialistic, and then they will in order to make money, they will do everything they can do.
所以你看见为什么中国会出现那么多的社会的问题。
So there's no doubt why get so many social issues in China.
那很多人说，哎呀，我们在澳洲很好。
So someone said, we living in Australia, so we're very good. 澳洲
是不是就很好呢？
Is it very good in Australia?
啊，你知道说有一个统计哈，他讲到说有五分之一的澳洲人呢，他都有曾经有过精神的疾病。
So one research show us one out of five Australian, they have had mental illness.
啊，那包括像啊忧郁症啊、焦虑啊、药物滥用啊这些。
So like depression, anxiety, or drug abuse.
而且呢，有将近一半人，在他人生的某一个阶段，他曾经患有过精神疾病。
So nearly half of Australians they report they had mental illness in a period of in their life.
有人说，澳洲这么好的地方，为什么好像有这么多人有这些精神的疾病呢？
So you might have a question, why is it so good place in Australia? Why so many people suffering from the mental illness?
你看到说人有很多的压力，他得不到释放。
So you can see many people, they got a lot of stress and pressure.
人有很多的苦闷呢，没有办法有人可以去倾诉。
So no one can listen to them if they're getting depressed.
所以你看到这个世界好像就是一个毕士大的池子。
So you can see this world is like a pool of Bethesda.
在这个世界里面也有很多的病人。
So in this world, they get a lot of disease.
你看到这个世界外面好像非常的繁华，但是呢，里面躺着呢都是一些这个病那个病的人。
So on this world, you will find it is prosperity, but under the table, you can see a great number of sick people.
你欲望得不到。欲望得不到满足怎么办
？So when you desires couldn't be satisfied，
那就去拼命挣钱。
So you have to work hard and earn the money。
那钱挣不到怎么办
？If you couldn't get the money，
那就想尽办法，甚至呢就昧着良心去做。
So you will do everything even against your conscience。
那良心不安怎么办呢
？So if you're getting like unpeaceful in your heart，
那就赶紧到庙里面呢去捐点钱，贿赂一下自己的良心。
So you will go to the temple and then donate some money and then just make your heart getting better。
然后呢，又回到这个世界里面呢，继续打滚。
And then just get the same life to the world。
所以你看到我们都好像是在毕士大池边的那些病人。
So we are the same like these sick people at the Bethesda。
我们都在那里呢，等着这个水在动。
We're waiting the water stirred。
没有钱的呢，就等着能够一夜暴富。
So the poor person were waiting, getting rich overnight.
那婚姻出轨的呢，他就等待下一个所谓海枯石烂的爱情。
So when the people they traded in the marriage and they just waiting the next lover.
那生病的呢，他就盼望能够找到一个名医。
The sick people they are waiting for a famous doctor.
所以大家都在那里等着水动。
Everyone is waiting the water stirred.
大家呢都拼命往那个水里面挤。
So everyone will go to the water.
你如果得不到呢，你就怪自己命不好。
If you didn't get it, and then you will feel bad.
然后呢，重新上岸呢，等待下一次的机会。
And then you are waiting next chances.
你会不会觉得很可笑，也很可悲
？Does it look like funny? Does it look like very very sad?
但是也许你就是那个坐在毕士大池边的病人。
Maybe you are the one lying down there. You are the sick one lying down in the pool.
圣经里讲到说，在这个池子里旁边呢有一个很特别的病人。
So the scripture mentioned there's a special patient there.
那第五节里面讲到说，这个人呢他病了38年。
So it mentioned this patient had been sick for 38 years.
那圣经呢没有讲他到底得了什么病。
It didn't let us know what kind of disease he got.
但是我们从上下文里面我们知道说他行动非常的不方便，他就几乎就是一个瘫子。
So it let us know he was paralyzed, so he couldn't mobilize.
因为每一次水动的时候呢，他都想跳进去，但是呢他没有办法，也没有人帮助他进去。
So when the water stirred, he trying his best to get into the water, but no one can help him.
所以他就在那边呢，等了38年的时间。
So he had been waiting there for 38 years.
但是一直呢都没有机会。
But he didn't get any chance.
这时候耶稣来了。
So this, and Jesus appeared.
请你注意啊，不是人去找耶稣。
So please pay attention. It's not this man, to looking for Jesus.
是耶稣亲自来到这个毕士大的池边。
And our Lord himself, came to him.
他看见了这个瘫痪了38年的病人。
So he saw this sick person.
耶稣就问他说。
So Jesus asked him,
你要痊愈吗？
Do you want to get well?
啊，你觉不觉得耶稣问的很多余？
So, why Jesus asking this question?
这个病人在池边等了38年，他怎么可能不想得到医治呢？
Of course he wanted to be cured because he had been waiting for 30 years.
他说我当然想了。
Of course I want.
但是你没有看见我是一个瘫子吗？
But I'm a paralyzed. I couldn't mobilize.
每次我要下去的时候都没有人，都挤不过别人。
So I couldn't get a chance to get into the water.
有谁会帮助一个瘫子呢？
Who will help this sick person?
你看到从古至今，这个都是一个弱肉强食的一个社会。
So we all know this is the world is competitive.
你得不到吗？
You couldn't get the things.
那是因为你没有能力。
So because you out of the power, you know.Lack of capacity.
真的遇见和自己利益相关的事情，有哪一个人愿意让出自己的一份？谁会同情一个弱者？
So, who will give up his rights because of this man?
但是你看到耶稣来了。
So Jesus appeared.
耶稣来到这个最不起眼的这个瘫子的这个可怜的瘫子的面前。
So he come to this poor man.
耶稣说：“起来，拿你的褥子走吧。”
Get up.And pick up your mat and walk.
如果你是一个，如果你是那个瘫子。
So if you were the this sick man.
耶稣说叫你起来，拿起你的褥子走吧。你要不要相信他
？And do you believe if Jesus talked to you? Get up and pick you up your mat and walk.
如果我是那个瘫子啊。
If I were the sick man.
我就会跟他说，我说你是谁呀、
啊、？I will ask him, who are you?
我在这里等的是那个池水要动。
I'm just waiting the water stir.
啊，我等的是天使来搅动池水。
I'm waiting the angel doing this.
啊，我等的是一个好心人把我搬到这个池水的里面。
I'm waiting some good man to help me to get into the water.
你是谁？我为什么要相信你呢
？Who are you? Why trust in you?
你看到这是很多人对着福音的一个态度，很多福音朋友。
So this is the attitudes from some gospel friends.
他说：“你不要跟我讲耶稣。”
So don't talk about Jesus.
你先解决我的问题。
So please just solve my problem.
你帮我问题解决完了，我才相信你。
So if you address my problems, and I'll come to Jesus.
所以很多人说中国人呢，这个受骗上当太多了。
So some people just said Chinese were getting fraud.
做什么事情呢，都非常的警惕。
So they are quite alert when they're doing everything.
你跟他讲什么呢？他都半信半疑。
So they will get in doubt if whatever you talk to them.
所以你知道在中国人里面最流行的是什么呢
？So that's a popular saying.
那就是微信，微微的相信。
It's a WeChat. It was.
你不用放这个啊，他不会完全相信微信，你也不要完全相信，因为里面很多文章其实。你只要微微的相信就行。
So Chinese people they couldn't trust others completely 100%.
所以还好，你看到说那个瘫子呢，他不是中国人。
The paralyzed is no Chinese.
他竟然相信了耶稣的话。
So he believed what Jesus talked to him.
耶稣呢就医治了他。
So the Jesus cured him.
耶稣为什么能够医治他呢
？Why Jesus can cure him?
因为耶稣知道他生病真正的原因。
So the Jesus know the reason why he's sick.
在十四节里面讲到说，这个人生病呢，是因为他犯罪的缘故。
So in verse 14, it said, because he sinned, so he gets sick.
他38年前犯的罪，让他瘫痪了38年。
So he sinned 38 years ago, and which it make him sick.
他犯什么罪呢？
What kind of thing he had?
圣经没有说，但是呢，我们知道他生病是因为他的罪引起的。
So we don't know, but we know the cause of his sick is because he sinned.
啊，一讲到罪，其实是一件很伤感情的事情。
So when we talk about the sin, it's quite make people upset.
啊，因为每一次基督徒跟你说讲福音的时候，都跟你说，哎呀，我们都是罪人。
So when Christians share the gospels with friends, they will mention we are sinners.
啊，结果搞得大家呢都是不欢而散。
So we make friends, they are very upset and unhappy.
因为福音朋友觉得说啊，你们基督徒是罪人就算了，为什么把我也扯进来？
So the friends will say, I don't mind you Christians saying you are sinners, but don't involve, why you involve me?
如果你们只是传讲一个蛮有慈爱、蛮有怜悯的耶稣，那我还愿意相信。
So if you're preaching a Lord, a Jesus, full of mercy and grace, I might consider about it.
但是如果你说我是一个罪人，那咱们就没得谈。
So I don't want to talk about this if you're saying I'm a sinner.
但是你知道吗？如果一个人没有认识到他自己是罪人
，But you know, if you didn't realize you are a sinner,
你真的是没有必要来相信耶稣。
So I think it's unnecessary to come and come to Jesus.
因为耶稣呢，他不仅要医治你身体的疾病，他更要医治你灵魂的疾病。
So Jesus, no matter going to cure your physical unwell.But he going to cure your sickness in your soul.
啊，我们常常看见的只是我们外面的需要。
So often we just see our needs outside.
啊，我们没有看见我们真正灵魂里面的需要。
So we didn't see the needs in deep our heart.
啊，就像这个瘫子一样。
Like this sick man.
他只看见自己的瘫痪，而没有看见这个瘫痪是因为他的罪而引起的。
So he only see his conditions, but he didn't realize this is because his sin.
所以你看到到外面有很多需要的时候，我们就去找很多的方法，找很多的神，我们来拜。
So if we got some demands, we'll go to a lot of idols.
所以你看到你想发财呢，你就去拜财神。
So if you wanted to get rich, and you were looking for a fortune idol.
啊，如果呢你想生儿子呢，你就去拜这个送子观音。
So if you want to get a baby, and then you were getting some idols, can help you to have a baby.
啊，你要这个强盗要抢钱，他就要去拜关公。
So when some robbery, they will doing something bad, and they will worship.
然后警察要抓强盗呢，他也拜关公。
So the policemen, when they going to catch the criminals, and they will worship the 关公。
所以你看到假神和真神不一样。
So the idols and the true gods, they are totally different.
假神他不会说你不好的方面。
So the idols, they couldn't point out you're no good.
他只会说啊，你来拜我，你来拜我，我就什么东西都给你。
So he would say, yes, come to me, and then I will give you what you want.
但是你看到，当耶稣来到你生命中的时候
，So when Jesus come to your life,
他就一针见血的指出你生命里面的问题。
So he will point out you issues in your life.
当耶稣出来传道的时候
，When Jesus priest starting began preaching,
他说天国近了，你们要悔改。
So he said repent because the kingdom of God is near.
为什么要悔改呢
？Why need to repent?
因为圣经上说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So in the script tell us we all sinners.And we short the glory of God.
你可能说，哎呀，我没有犯罪啊。
So you said, I didn't sin.
啊，我没有偷，我也没有抢。
I didn't steal. I didn't rob.
你看到圣经里面所讲的罪和我们法律上所定义的罪，它是有一个界限上的不同。
So that's a misunderstanding because in the Bible that's a sin.But in the law, it is saying crime. It's different.
你看到说法律上所规定的罪，其实呢是我们做人呢最基本的一个底线。
So what is required by the law is quite basic for humans.
法律上没有说你撒谎是罪。
So the law that lying is not a crime.
除非你在法庭上撒谎。
So and only if you lying in the court.
法律没有规定不孝顺父母是罪，除非你虐待父母。
So dishonoring the parents is no crime, But if you only if you abuse your parents.
法律没有规定你上黄色网站是罪，除非你在那里犯奸淫的罪。
So it's no crime if you are watching the porn website. Only if you had some social immorality.
但是你看到在神的律法的里面，这些都是罪。
But in God's eyes, these are all sins.
撒谎是罪，贪心是罪，奸淫是罪，虐待父母是不孝顺父母也是罪。
So, like we mentioned, lie is a sin, greed is a sin, and then disobedience to parents is a sin.
那你说，那不是每个人都这样吗？
So you will argue all of the men are the same.
不错。
Yes.
所以圣经上说，没有一人连一个都没有。
So yes, so the Bible tells us there's no one righteousness.
所以在神的眼中没有一个纯粹的好人，所以你看见为什么每个人都需要耶稣，每个人都需要拯救。
So that's why it says no one is righteousness. So we righteous and we need a salvation. We need a savior.
圣经上讲不仅讲到说我们都是罪人。
So in the Bible, it tells us we are sinners.
圣经还讲到罪的工价就是死。
So it says the wages of sin is death.
罪不仅带给你身体的伤害，罪还把你的灵魂带到地狱的里面。
So sin not only bring the damage to your physical body, but it will bring you down to the hell.
因为人不仅有身体，人还有灵魂。
So the man not only have the physical body, but they have the soul.
有一天你的身体要归于尘土，但是你知道你的灵魂要到哪里去吗？
So the one day your body going to destroy it, but where you going your soul?
圣经上讲到说，有一天神要来审判这个世界。
So one day God coming to judge us.
审判的依据就是说，就是看你有没有犯罪。
So his He will judge by what you had done on earth.
你能够摸着你的良心说，我这一生从来没有犯过罪。
So you going to get that confident and saying you no get anything before?
所以你看见这个世界其实就是一个毕士大的池子。
So we can see this is a poor Bethesda.
你看到我们对金钱的贪婪呢，让我们做事情可以不择手段。
So people can do what they want to do because they are greedy.
你看到我们对情欲的放纵，使我们的家庭、孩子呢受到伤害。
So we are the sexual immorality will bring very bad things to our kids.
你看到说我们对于自我的这样一个盲目，让我们不能够认识这位真神。
So we didn't know ourselves, our human nature will block us to know.Our Lord.
圣经里讲到说，毕士大的池子里面有瞎眼的，有瘸腿的，有血气枯干的许多病人。
So at this pool, there are some patients. They are sick, so they got some paralyzed, lame, or blind.
其实你看见我们就是瞎眼，因为我们不认识这位创造宇宙天地的真神。
So actually, we are the blind because we don't.Know this God create the universe.
我们也是瘸腿的，因为我们想要行善，但是我们做出来的常常让人受到伤害。
We are the lame as well because we wanted to do something good, but we harm someone else.
而且呢，我们也都是血气枯干的。
So we are the person paralyzed.
因为你看到这个世界好像把你所有的都榨干了，但是我们呢还在这里愿意情愿在为这个世界来效力。
So you can see the world, it took away everything from us, but we are happy to serve this world.
但是你看到耶稣来了。
But Jesus comes.
耶稣对那个病人说，他说你要痊愈吗？
Jesus talked to him, do you want to get well?
那今天耶稣也在这里问你。
Jesus is asking you as well.
你要从罪的里面得到释放吗？
You want to get delivered from sin?
也许你说啊，耶稣没关系，我不觉得我好像罪有那么严重。
I think someone may argue, I'm fine. I think my condition is not that serious.
而且呢，不是说条条大路通罗马吗？是不一定要相信你们耶稣才能够得救吗
？Is this the only way to get saved？
但是你看见圣经里面讲的是那样的斩钉截铁。
So the Bible firmly tell us，
他说除了耶稣别无拯救。
So no one can save you except Jesus。
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
So there's no name on earth can save us。
因为如果这个世界上只有一位真神，那就只有一个拯救的方法。
So if there's only one God in this world, and there's only one way can save us。
毕士大的池子不能够救你。
So the pool couldn't save you。
天使也不能够救你。
Angel couldn't save you。
你自己呢，更不可能拯救你自己。
You yourself couldn't save yourself。
只有耶稣，他才能够救你。
Only Jesus he could。
耶稣就问他说：“你要痊愈吗
？”Jesus asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
耶稣不是在那里明知故问。
So he know what he's asking。
而是他要使这个瘫子真正的谦卑下来。
So he would like to humble this sick person。
他不仅要承认自己一个是一个病人，他还要承认自己是一个罪人。
So this sick person, he not only need to admit it, he's a sick person。
他更需要的是来自耶稣的拯救。
So he need to receive salvation from Jesus。
耶稣怎么拯救他呢
？How Jesus can save him？
耶稣为什么能够来赦免他的罪呢？
Why Jesus can save his forgive his sins?
你知道说罪一直是拦阻在人和人、人和神之间的这样一个问题。
So it's a big problem between God and man. It's the sin.
你知道耶稣他怎样来解决这个罪的问题吗
？How Jesus can address this problem?
他没有叫我们的罪呢就这样消失掉。
He didn't make sins disappear.
耶稣他乃是亲自担当了我们的罪。
So he just died for us.
耶稣为你的罪，为我的罪，他被钉在十字架上。
So he crucified himself for your sins, for my sins.
你知道十字架在当时是一个非常残酷的一个刑罚。
So the crucifixion is this very cruel punishment.
是刑罚那些十恶不赦的那些罪人。
So only the man is very, very, very bad, and they will punish in like this.
但是当耶稣他被钉在十字架上的时候
，So when Jesus crucified,
没有一个人指证他犯了任何的罪。
No one can point out he's a sinner.
他被指的他被说的唯一的罪名就是他自称自己是神的儿子。
So the only thing they said is he said himself is a son of God.
他自称他来就是为了要拯救世人。
He claimed he come to the earth is come to save people.
耶稣他没有犯任何的罪。
He is sinless.
他钉在十字架上就是为了要担当我们一切的罪。
He crucified is to bear our sins.
所以你看到十字架它原来是一个非常残酷的这样一个刑罚。
So the crucifixion is very, very cruel punishment.
它是一个罪的标记，是一个刑罚的标记。
It's a sign of punishment, it's a sign of a
但是你看见当耶稣为我们钉在十字架上的时候
When Jesus crucified on cross,
这个十字架就变成一个爱的标记，变成一个拯救的标记。
The cross becomes a love, the sign of love, the sign of salvation.
你只要愿意来相信、接受耶稣
，If you wanted to, once you wanted to receive him,
他所流的宝血就要洗净你一切的罪。
So his precious blood will cleanse your sins.
他自己复活的生命也要进到你的里面。
So his life raising from the dead will come to you.
他的生命要成为你的生命，成为你的盼望。
So his life will become your life and become your hope.
而且他要让你的生命发生奇妙的一个改变。
So he will transform your life and then have a amazing change.
他要把从神而来的平安和喜乐赐给你。
So he will give you the joy and the peace from heaven.
他也要让你心灵的疾病得着完全的医治。
So he's going to heal you a spiritual illness.
因为他是那位复活的主。
So he's the Lord raising from death.
虽然他被钉在十字架上，但是三天以后他从死里复活。
So he died, but he on the third day he raised him.
而且他要把自己复活的生命赐给每一个愿意相信接受他的人。
So he going to give his life to everyone who going to receive him.
但是现在关键的问题是
，So the key question is，
你要痊愈吗
？Do you want to get well？
你看到这个人他在那里已经瘫痪了38年。
This man had been sick for 38 years.
人的一生有多少个38年？
How many 30 years a man will have?
你知道这个人本来他一生就要这样绝望的这样度过下去。
So this man might live like this without any hope.
他本来一生呢就要死在他的罪恶的里面。
So he might die in his sins.
但是你看到耶稣来到他的生命中。
So when Jesus comes to him.
在他还没有向神求的时候
when he didn't pray to God,
你看见神就怜悯了他，神就医治了他。
So Jesus give him mercy and cure him.
你和我原来呢都是这样一个病人。
Actually, you and me is like this person.
我们在这个世界里面努力挣扎。
We are working hard. We are struggling in this world.
但是呢，你看到最后呢，却是满身伤痕，却是痛苦绝望。
So we get a life with a lot of pain, grief and sorrow.
那其他的宗教告诉你
，Other religion will tell you.
你要跳到池子里面，你要做得非常好，你才能够得救。
If you want to be saved, you need to do good than others.
但是耶稣没有叫你去做。
So that's not the way of Jesus.
因为耶稣知道一个瘫子他根本就做不了什么事情。
So he know this paralyzed person, he couldn't do anything.
一个瘫子也没有能力去做。
So he's unable to do anything.
所以你看到是耶稣亲自来寻找他，亲自来拯救他。
So it's Jesus come to him and save him.
他所要这个瘫子所要做的就是相信接受耶稣成为他的救主。
So what he can do, this sick person, is to receive Jesus and receive his salvation.
在约翰福音三章十六节里面有一句基督徒每一个基督徒都会背的话。
So in the we're quite familiar with this verse is John chapter
他讲到说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切相信的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So the God so loved the world, and so He gave the only one Son to us. And then, if anyone believe Him, and will not perish, but can get an eternal life.
所以你看到神爱人爱到一个地步。
So God so loved the world.
他不愿意看见人死在罪恶过犯的里面。
So He doesn't want us perish in death.
他差遣他独生的儿子耶稣来到这个世界上。
So he sent his only son come to us.
耶稣为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
He crucified for us.
他说凡愿意相信的都不至灭亡，反得永生。
So if anyone who wanted to receive this salvation and shall not perish but get eternal life.
这个永远的生命不是你死了以后才能够享受的。
So this eternal life, you can get it now.
这个永远的生命是在你今生你相信耶稣的时候你就能够得到。
So you can get it now, you don't need to wait until you die.
这个生命不仅带给你来世的一个盼望。
So this eternal life will not only give you the hope in future.
这个生命更要给你在今生就能够有平安，就能够有喜乐。
So it will bring you the peace and the joys from heaven.
这个生命也能够让你看见人生真正的意义和价值。
It will let you know the real mean and volumes in your life.
现在关键的问题。
The other, once again, the key question.
就是你要痊愈吗？
Do you want to get well?
所以不管你今天是第一次听到福音，还是你去教会很多次。
So no matter you are gospel friends, or you already come here many, many times.
我盼望你心中一直记住这样一个问题。
So, I just hope you, I just remind you, keep asking you one question.
就是耶稣问病人的那句话。
So, Jesus asked this sick person,
你要痊愈吗？
Do you want to get well?
你不要管别人要不要来相信耶稣。
So don't care about other people, they would like to believe
Jesus or not. 你要问自己，你的里面需要耶稣吗？
Ask yourself, do you need Jesus?
你的里面有痛苦，有痛苦，有挣扎吗？
So you got any pain or grief in your heart?
你的灵魂有疾病得不到医治吗？
So you got any spiritual illness?
如果你觉得说你真的你看到生命没有希望的时候，
If you're feeling your hopeless,
我希望你真的能够像那个瘫子一样。
So I hopefully you can learn from this sick person.
你听见了耶稣的话，你就愿意去相信他。
So when you heard what Jesus talked to him,
你就愿意从地上站起来，你就拿起你的褥子跟随耶稣。
So he believed what he's saying, and he just get up and pick up his mat and walk.
所以我盼望今天如果你愿意来接受耶稣。
So I hopefully if you wanted to receive this severe.
啊，我想请你低头跟我一起有一个祷告。
So just we have a prayer.
你可以从心里面你向耶稣来祷告。
So you can pray with your heart.
耶稣我感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
我真的就是一个病人。
I'm a sick person.
我的里面也满了痛苦绝望。
My heart is full of pain and grief.
我也常常看不见生命的意义。
So I couldn't see the meaning of my life.
但是主耶稣我感谢你。
Oh Lord, I thank you.
今天你亲自来寻找来拯救我。
So you yourself are looking for me.
让我看见我真的不仅是一个病人，我也是一个罪人。
So you let me know not only I'm sick, but I'm a sinner.
我愿意相信接受你做我生命的救主。
I wanted to receive you as my personal savior.
求你来拯救我。
Please save me.
求你把你的喜乐和平安来充满我。
Please give me your peace and joy.
让我能够在地上能够过一个喜乐的生活。
Let me have a joyful life on earth.
让我也真的看见生命的意义和价值。
Let me know the real means, real mean and volumes of my life.
所以说我愿意把我的生命交给你。
So I commit my life to you.
让我能够真的成为神的儿女。
Let me be the sons of God.
在地上为你做一个美好的见证。
Let me grow up, be the good witness for you.
主耶稣，我谢谢你。
Oh God, I thank you.
我这样的祷告
I pray
是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
如果你刚才跟我一起在心里面有这样一个祷告。
If you already had the prayer like this in your heart,
圣经上说你就是神的儿女。
So the scriptures tell us you will be the son.
因为你愿意把神的儿子接到你自己的心的里面。
So you want to receive the son of God into your heart.
所以我盼望，真的，如果你还有继续有别的问题的话，欢迎你等一下的时间，你可以和福音组的一些弟兄姊妹能够有一些的交谈。
So if you got any further questions.And we have some fellowship later with some brothers and sisters.
盼望他们能够在真理上给你有更多的帮助。
So we hopefully will give you more help and support later.